This is Audible.
Podium Publishing presents Fractured Spirit, Book 5 of Alpha World, written by Daniel Schinhofen, performed by Peter Burkrot. Chapter 1. Elbereth hung a reluctant smile on his face as the people waiting for him moved forward. Lords Draken and Theron, good to see you both. Soon to be Lady Theron. I'm honored. Glad to see you, Burke. How may I help you all today? Vladimir stepped forward.
I wish to be among the first to congratulate you on your achievement. Renfil informed me that you were returning. I'm quite eager to catalog the keep, and I would like to extend an invitation to dinner tomorrow night.
Elbereth winced.
I'm afraid I won't be available then, Sir Draken. We'll be holding a banquet to celebrate that very achievement. Since you were involved in the effort, you are welcome to attend.
Standing there with a nonplussed look, Vladimir nodded.
I see. It is good of you to extend such an invitation to me.
Would you be able to speak with me privately at the event?
I'll make sure that it is arranged, Sir Draken.
Elbereth bowed slightly.
Well then, I shall see you upon tomorrow. Have a pleasant day.
Vladimir climbed into his carriage, which left shortly after he was inside. Wilbur's lips twitched as he fought off a grin at Vladimir's abrupt departure.
Would we also be invited to this banquet, Elbereth?
Of course, you and the lady, as well as the matron, are invited. Lord Theron.
Albert replied without pause.
That'd be good. I'll be dragging me sister off to visit during the party.
Erin added. Stacia smiled at her sister.
That'd be fine. I'm sure we will be having some things to talk about.
I see you are busy, and I do not wish to hold up Lord Jones's servant. We will see you upon the morrow. Have a pleasant day.
Wilbur bowed to Albert and Stacia, then handed Erin into the carriage. Burke stepped forward as Lord Theron's carriage rolled away.
Elbert, I had been expecting Sir Jones to be with you. I only just received a message from him stating that he's quite busy at the keep, and requests that I join him there once the portal is established. Would that be acceptable?
It should be fine. But it might be a bit before Roland gets up here to set it up.
I'll let our receptionist know to expect you,
as the portal will be inside our guild hall.
Was there anything else I can do for you today?
Alvaret asked, pulling out his homestone.
No, that will suffice. Thank you. Congratulations on making history.
Burke replied with a small bow of his head.
Couldn't do it without all the help we got from lots of people.
Alberic chuckled.
Just stop by when you're ready.
I'll be along shortly,
Burke said, climbing into his carriage.
Al, we'll catch up to you later now that everything is in hand,
Gerald told him as they all watched the carriage leave.
I'll message you in a bit to find out about dinner.
That's fine. Have fun shopping, Albert replied as Gerald and Mary Sue turned to leave.
Ladies, why don't we drop our excess gear at home before we go out?
As you wish, Astor,
Stasius said, taking his bag from him. A moment later, the quartet was outside the guild hall and their home. He detoured into the guild hall as the ladies went into the house. He found Vanessa sitting behind the desk with a book open in front of her. As he came in, she closed the book and looked up with a smile.
Welcome to Alpha... Welcome back, Albert. I hear the raid was a success.
You sure does travel fast,
Albert snorted.
I've a few things to let you know. Roland will be setting up the portal to our new keep in the back room. Once he's done, allow Burke, Lord Jones's assistant, use of the portal.
Can do, Vanessa replied with a smile.
Also, the officers are all taking the next day or two off. Kim will be finding another receptionist to split the days with you.
Oh, and thank you for working the extra days while we were gone.
It's fine. Kim was paying me a bonus to do it, Vanessa replied.
I've already got another person lined up to help you. I've also reserved a place for the banquet tomorrow night on Kim's request. She felt it would be good to hold it at a larger venue than here.
I was leaving that to her, so it works. If anything vital comes up, let me know. Otherwise, tell everyone I'm busy for the next 2 days, please. Minus the officers, of course.
Can do. Enjoy your downtime. I look forward to hearing the story tomorrow night.
Vanessa grinned.
I'm sure your wife will enjoy a day of pampering.
Albert chuckled. Goodness knows we can all use it after that adventure. Have a good one, Vanessa, and thanks again. Crossing over to the house, Albert put his back to the door as he closed it behind him. He sighed deeply. Thank God that's over. For now, at least.
Al,
Karen called to him, from where she sat with the other two on the sofa.
Can we talk for a moment?
Looking up, he found them all looking at him with serious expressions. What's the matter?
Well, last night we kind of got caught up with the party, and didn't do what we'd talked about before the keep raid,
Karen told him.
We were approved to hear about why you're here.
Closing his eyes, he felt his chest clench as he imagined their disgust and hatred for him when they heard his story. Taking a deep breath, he nodded. Yeah. He walked over to an open chair and sat down. It's not a good story.
Master, they will nae turn away from you. Trust in them,
Stacia gently told him, as she got up from the sofa. She came to him, sitting in his lap and stroking his hair.
We all be a family.
He met her eyes for a moment, then looked to Karen and Fluffball. Each set of eyes he met gazed back at him with love. I'm sorry. It's just fear. Okay. You've seen David and Kaylee, so you have a reference here for the people involved in the tragic tale. Swallowing as he felt his emotions churn, he continued. Kaylee was in college. He told them about the assault on Kaylee, about her being in the hospital with severe physical and emotional trauma, the beating and rape, and the man who did it. He told them how he'd gone to work and executed that man on his way to see the judge. He was trembling when he finished. Tears streamed down his face as Stacia soothed him.
That would be why you reacted so badly to Pavel,
Karen murmured, standing up.
Do you really think that you killing the man who raped and beat your friend's daughter would make us hate you?
She knelt down next to the chair beside him, while Fluff did the same on his other side.
Al, you should know me better than that. I think you did the right thing.
You were easier on him than I might have been in your shoes. I'm thinking breaking every bone in his body sounds about right.
He hurt her terribly, and you couldn't help her,
Fluff said.
You just wanted her to know that the man who hurt her wouldn't be able to hurt anyone again. I don't hate you for it. I wish you could have been there for me.
He broke down into sobs as their love and acceptance flowed over him.
Thank you,
he managed to choke out between sobs. He reached out to them, hugging them as they perched on the arms of the chair.
We'll help you with your memories, the same way you've helped Fluff and me,
Karen reassured him.
I'm not going to let you get away from me that easily. I want to help you like you've helped me. You have shown me nothing but love and acceptance. I just want to give back as much as I can. I'll be here with you, Stacia, and Karen,
Fluff murmured as she kissed his ear.
See me, loving husband. None of us will turn from you. We have a wonderful family that will always support each other. Truly, we be blessed, each of us,
Stacia told him, gently brushing his tears away. They held him until he was calm again. When he finally regained control of his emotions, he looked at each of them in turn.
Thank you. I don't know how I ended up in this situation, but I don't think I deserve it. You are all too good for me.
Silly idiot, Karen sighed before she kissed him.
I feel that way too. Fluff admitted before she stole a quick kiss. It's nice to know that I'm not alone in that.
Ya all love each other. We all deserve it, Stacia stated firmly, kissing him, then Fluff, then Karen.
Now that we have broached the topic, we can mayhap see about going on with the day. After dinner tonight, we will be walking in one of your memories, Master.
Albert's jaw clenched, but he nodded. Okay.
Now we need to see about training,
shopping, and by the time we be done with all that, it be about time for lunch. As it means going by to see me da, we can expect it to take a bit of time.
We can go train separately, then meet you two over at the inn,
Karen said. We can go shopping together from there.
I think that'd be best, Stacia agreed. We will be seeing you there. We mayhap still be talking to Da, but hopefully it will nae take too long.
We'll see you there, Fluff agreed as she went to the door.
Karen, will you walk me to my trainer?
Karen joined her.
I would be delighted, Fluff.
Looking over her shoulder, Karen grinned.
See you two later.
Alberic watched them go, letting out a deep breath as the door closed behind them.
Thank you, dear heart, for helping me hold it together as much as I did. I know that they don't hate me now. I could feel their love. Without this ability to read emotions, I probably wouldn't believe it.
Aye, Stacia murmured as she helped him to his feet. Now you know that they love you as much as I do. If any be willing, after we talk with me da, we can swing by the temple with them and officially add them to our family?
Meeting her eyes, he could see her love as easily as he could feel it.
As you wish.
She kissed him tenderly before taking his arm.
I do so love it when you agree with me.
A small chuckle escaped him.
You make it easy to do so. We should get going. We don't want to hold up the day too much.
As you wish,
Stacia mimicked with a smile.
Chapter 2 It was still early when they reached the Dead Man Inn, so the taproom was empty, except for Marion behind the bar, and Stuart slumped at his normal table. Marion looked over as they entered, ready to greet a customer. When she realized it was Stacia and Alberic, she let out a shout and rushed around the bar towards them.
"You'll be back. Thank the Dark Lord. Is Deirdre okay? Is Violet okay? Is she back in the city now? Is she coming by soon?"
The questions spilled from Marion as she hugged Stacia, then Alberic. Stepping back, she looked at them hopefully.
"Sis be fine,"
Stacia told her.
"Violet be fine as well. She be a Toursold after all. She was having breakfast at the keep when we left."
"Where is Deirdre?"
Stuart asked, joining them near the bar. "She was having breakfast with Chris Eveningstar," Alberic informed Stuart. "We wanted to let the family know that Deirdre is safe and the keep was taken."
Stuart eyed him before nodding slowly. "You have also grown. Quite a bit, it seems. Marion, go wake your father while I take Alberic down to train."
"I will go with you, sis,"
Stacia added, following Marion towards the back hall. Stuart fixed a level gaze on Alberic.
"The Dark Lord has told all of his followers that he views you with great favor. That's a very rare thing. I doubt you can fully comprehend the depths of what it means, being a Toursold. I mean that not as an insult, but as a fact."
"I don't understand why he would.
All I know is that I had a quest to get Deirdre to the keep safely and did so. When I speak to him next, and I'm sure I will at some point, maybe he'll explain it to me."
"One can always hope. But gods are gods for a reason. They love to be inscrutable."
Stuart finished, his lips twisted in a sardonic smile.
"Let's see about training you. After all, the more powerful you are, the better off Stacia is. I also want to hear about the journey and raid."
Following Stuart, Alberic chuckled.
"I'm sure Grimgar and Almira will as well. I'm having dinner with my officers tonight, and a banquet with my guild tomorrow. How about we set up for a family dinner the night after that, so we can go over it all at once? Lips compressed into a frown. Stuart nodded.
I can't argue the reasoning, but I think lunch today would be better. That should still give you ample time to take care of what training and shopping you need to take care of.
True, but my guildies will all be coming back to train and gear up today. Probably means it would be best for Grimgar and Almira to be in their shops, Albert countered. As they descended the tunnel that led down under the inn, Stuart grumped.
That's a valid point. How about letting us come to the banquet as well, then, to hear the tale and celebrate with you? You should invite the shopkeepers that you have agreements with. I'm sure the gear you purchased helped, and it will make them feel like they had a hand in this event.
Albert considered that for a few moments as they walked. Actually, that would probably win us some points with them. It's a good idea, thank you.
Stuart chuckled. As long as we're invited too.
Glancing at the new chest piece Albert was wearing, he asked another question.
Are those the leathers of the Demon Lord?
Brushing at the leathers, Albert grinned.
Got it as the loot for completing the raid.
Snorting, Stuart shook his head.
Favored by a god indeed.
They entered the underground chamber that housed the trainers for the necromancers and summoners.
The book is on my desk, as always.
I would be shocked if it wasn't, Albert replied. How has it been, being able to summon your demons inside the inn without fear of reprisal?
Head bowing for a second, Stuart sighed. It's different. We've done things one way for so long that being able to do it differently seems odd.
Stuart took his seat, pushing the open book across to Albert.
You have a lot of choices to make. Choose wisely.
Picking up the tome, Albert nodded as he flipped to his first set of choices.
No pressure or anything. I mean, it's not like my choices are set in stone.
Stuart leaned forward, grinning.
They aren't. Maybe you don't know about the ability stones that can be found in the most dangerous zones.
Albert pulled his gaze from the book.
Ability stones? They are rare. Truthfully, they are very rare. I've seen one, only one, mind you, in my lifetime. They reset your abilities, so you get the chance to choose them all over again. It was a good 10 years ago, but I can still recall the look on the necromancer's face that brought one in to reset his abilities.
Wow, that's pretty interesting, Albert mused before turning back to the book.
The only thing rarer than those stones are the times the gods decide to change how a whole class works and reset their abilities.
Stuart chuckled,
though that's happened a bit more often since you Dusold started showing up.
Lips creased into a smile. Albert nodded, knowing the reason behind why that happened.
Well, one never knows the ways of the gods, he muttered, as he considered his first set of options.
He took a moment to remind himself of the options he'd passed on before. Infernal Flame, which increased his fire damage by 10%. Heavenly Summoner to switch to angelic minions.
Yeah, that wasn't going to happen.
Ranged Fireburst, which gave his area of effect spell a range. He considered that one thoughtfully for a moment. Finally, there was Lasting Haze, which turned demonic haze into a long-term buff. Reacquainted with the older choices that were still available to him, he went to the next set of two to choose from. Infernal Upgrade, which would let him choose an ability for one of his minions. The other option was Lasting Vitality, which would turn demonic vitality into a 15-minute buff for 5 times the mana. He flipped to the back to take a quick peek at all the choices for infernal upgrades. Tiny could get an area taunt, a single-target stun, an area interrupt to stop spells, or a damage mitigation ability. Bob's upgrades were a ranged area effect spell that wouldn't harm allies, a debuff remover that cost the target some of their life, a passive ability to bypass half his target's fire resistance, or an ability to cause a caster to use double their mana cost on spells for a minute. Stacia's possible upgrades were a heal that would replenish a target's missing health at the cost of her own, an attack that would drain a target's health and mana to replenish her own, or finally, an area effect that would confuse enemies within 30 feet and make them attack random targets. Leaning against the desk, Albert considered the extended heal of demonic vitality for a moment. Shaking his head, he dismissed it to upgrade Bob first. He selected Infernal Upgrade, then chose Big Boom from the list of Infernal Upgrade options. He smiled, knowing Bob would be ecstatic to finally have his area damage spell. He skipped to the next choice, his level 30 ability. He could choose another Infernal Upgrade or Demoralize. Demoralize would turn his sap strength into a 30-foot area effect and cost him 75% of the normal mana cost per target affected. He shook his head, and instead picked up Demonic Shell for Tiny, giving the destroyer a damage mitigation ability that would reduce all damage done to him by 75% for 5 seconds, with a 2-minute cooldown. Skipping to his level 35 ability, he looked at those choices. He could again choose to upgrade a minion or take Purple Haze. Purple Haze would turn Demonic Haze into a targeted area effect that would affect friends or foes, depending on his target, at the cost of 75% of the mana cost per target in the 30-foot area. He picked up the heal for Stacia, Comforting Touch, as having her be able to heal, even if it was on a 5-minute cooldown, was too useful to pass up. He glanced at his next set of choices and picked up Copy again. That would let him copy a minion like before, though he could only copy a minion once per ability, so he couldn't have 3 imps, but he could have 2 imps and 2 succubi. Next, he had to pick between Unquenched Retribution, which would turn his demonic retribution into a 30-minute buff at 5 times the mana cost, or the standard Infernal Upgrade for level 45. He tapped Essence Drain for Stacia, giving her the ability to pull 5% of a target's mana and life away with a simple touch. It was also on a 5-minute cooldown, and would help her offset the life loss for her heal ability. His choice for level 50 had him pick between Infernal Upgrade or Still Caster. Still Caster was an ability that removed the motions to cast spells. Laughing, Albert chose that one. He could now silently and motionlessly cast anything he wanted, by just concentrating on it. His next choice was the ability to cast silently, Silent Caster, or another Infernal Upgrade. He could already cast silently thanks to his race change, so Albert picked up Burning Cleanse for Bob. Burning Cleanse cost the target 1% of their life for each debuff that was removed. It might cost Mary Sue a bit more in healing, but now Bob could help her with things like removing poisons. Level 60 made him pause briefly, as one of his choices was to make his fire burst no longer harm allies. Friendly fire. Albert debated whether it would be a good idea, remembering how useful it had been in removing the infested debuff during the raid on the keep. After a minute of internal debate, he chose to upgrade Tiny again instead. Savage Roar would let Tiny taunt everything within 30 feet of himself. That meant Tiny would have an easier time gathering up any adds when Gerald was focused on a boss. On his last choice, Albert sighed. His options here were another Infernal Upgrade or Infernal Flames, which would cause all of his fire damage to bypass 50% of the target's fire resistance. He could also go back and pick up any of the previous abilities he hadn't chosen. Albert chewed his lip for a minute as he debated all of his choices. He was happy with the abilities that his minions now had. He didn't see the point for the confusion ability for Stacia, or the double mana cost one for Bob, which left only the upgrade for Bob to bypass 50% of a target's fire resistance, or the stun and interrupt abilities for Tiny as the useful upgrades remaining for his minions. He spent another minute waffling over picking up one of the abilities to turn his buffs into longer buffs or area buffs. Eventually, he decided to pick up the stun for Tiny. Bash. That would let him stun a target for 5 seconds on a 1 minute cooldown. If he copied Tiny, then he could lock down a single target for 10 seconds, plus whatever Gerald could manage with his own abilities. Having picked the last ability, Alberich let out a deep breath as he closed the book. So many choices to make, he chuckled. Stuart was watching him with pursed lips. How many did you spend on upgrading your minions? Besides taking copy again, the only ability that wasn't to upgrade them was still caster. Now I can cast without speaking or gesturing. Alberich grinned. Nodding, Stuart got to his feet. Good choices. It leaves you a little lacking for raids, but overall solid choices. I'm sure Alistern is awake and wanting to speak with you, so we should be going back up top. Alberich nodded. Sure, let's go see Dad. Stuart laughed as he moved towards the red glyph on the floor next to his desk. You should call him that. I want to see his face when you do. Alberich raised a single brow as he followed Stuart, stepping on the glyph to teleport to the graveyard outside the inn. You think it will be that good? Priceless, I would think. Stuart's grin broadened. Alberich, Half-Blood Infernal Summoner. Level 65. Strength, 265. Parentheses, 260. Agility, 135. Parentheses, 130. Constitution, 220. Parentheses, 190. Intelligence, 190. Parentheses, 160. Wisdom, 780. Parentheses, 500. Charisma, 165, parentheses, 130. Health, 5,450. Mana, 11,050. Spells, Demon Skin, rank 6. Demonic Retribution, rank 6. Summon Improved Imp. Fire Blast, rank 6. Sap Strength, rank 6. Demonic Haze, rank 6. Summon Improved Destroyer. Demonic Vitality, rank 6. Fire Burst, rank 6. Summon Improved Succubus. Abilities. Personal Spells. Flame Weapon. Copy. Infernal Upgrade. Succubus, Ally. Infernal Upgrade. Imp. Big Boom. Infernal Upgrade. Destroyer. Demonic Shell. Infernal Upgrade. Succubus. Comforting Touch. Copy. Infernal Upgrade. Succubus. Essence Drain. Still Caster. Infernal Upgrade. Imp. Burning Cleanse. Infernal Upgrade. Destroyer. Savage Roar. Infernal Upgrade. Destroyer. Bash. Racial Abilities. Cast Spells Without Verbal Components. Physical Damage Reduction 25%. Magical Damage Reduction 10%. Influence Emotions. Fire Resistance 50%. Reputation Gains at Half Value. Chapter 3. Alistern, Lilith, Marion, and Stacia were all seated around a table talking when Stuart and Alberich walked back into the Dead Man Inn. The conversation stopped as Alberich walked in, everyone turning to stare at him.
Should I come back?
Alberich asked due to the sudden lull in conversation. Alistern stood up, his face unreadable as his eyes seemed to drill into Albert's chest.
Stacia has been telling me that me Deirdre be safe.
He coughed slightly before he gave a shallow bow.
Thank you for keeping your word and bringing her back safely.
Stepping to Alistern, Albert patted his shoulder. I always try to keep my word, Dad.
Sharp inhalations could be heard from the women at the table, as the words exited Albert's mouth. Alistairn seemed to flinch slightly at the last word. Albert looked back at Stuart, who wore a bemused expression. Before Albert could say anything else, Alistairn jerked upright, his eyes digging into Albert's.
Da, you think you can call me that? As if it dunna matter?
Well, you see, Albert began, wondering just how deep a hole he had dug at Stuart's urging. Alistairn's face suddenly split with the largest grin Albert had ever seen.
I have waited a long time to have me a lad I could call me own. I accept your offer to be calling me Da.
His hand slapped Albert hard across the back, forcing him forward a step.
You hear that? He called me Da.
Alistairn beamed at the women, who all wore closed expressions. They broke out laughing, Stuart joining them after another second. Stuart winked at Albert.
Welcome fully into the family, Albert.
For a moment, Albert was taken aback by the sudden shift in the room. When Stuart welcomed him into the family with a sincere honesty, Albert felt his heart ache. His brow furrowed as he felt a sharp loss, not knowing why.
Thank you,
he managed to say. But his confusion and sense of loss was felt by both Stacia and Lilith, who exchanged glances with each other.
Aye, we should be having a feast,
Alistairn went on, not catching the confusion on Albert's part.
Da,
Stacia said quickly as she got to her feet and took Albert's arm.
We be having other things we be needing to get done. We be going to see Uncle Grimm in Almira to get gear befitting his level.
We can hold it tonight,
Alistairn said, brushing off her objection.
Alistairn, we'll be attending the feast for their guild tomorrow night, Stuart cut in. Let it go until then. Besides, Deirdre will be back today, and you'll be wanting to have dinner with her.
Lilith spoke up quickly.
I am expecting news from her. So yes, we shall have dinner with her tonight.
Alistairn frowned, but gave way to his wife's wishes.
Fine. It may be exactly what me be wantin', but if and you think it best.
Albert was able to push past the moment of loss he'd felt.
You're all invited to the banquet tomorrow night.
Inviting the whole family?
Karen asked as she and Fluff came through the door. Going to invite all the shopkeepers who have deals with us as well, Albert replied as he turned to smile at his two friends.
Mayhap I can tell them now, if and your three be okay with that,
Stacia asked suddenly. They looked perplexed for a second, until Stacia turned back to her family.
We be adding to our family. Fluffball and Karen agreed to join us under the Dark Lord's blessing.
Stacia's family started talking excitedly as they congratulated the quartet on their pending nuptials to each other. The three of them accepted the congratulations as best they could, while Stacia beamed with happiness. Eventually, Lilith brought the moment back into something resembling normalcy.
Do you have a day picked out yet? We have ne'er discussed that yet, just that we all wish it. I will be letting you know when it is going to happen. We be doing a low-key ceremony, though. We be thinking it be us, ya, and mayhap a friend or two,
Stacia answered. Fluff was stunned by how excited they'd all been for her, and them as a whole. She clung to Karen's arm, her joy at being accepted with open arms by Stacia's family, a strong emotion that she cherished. Karen patted Fluff's hand, also feeling a sense of happiness at being welcomed by the family, without any negative comments. Fluff remained silent, unable to speak, while Karen thanked them for the kind words for them both.
Why not now?
Lilith asked with a broad smile.
It only takes a moment to pledge before the altar.
Stacia nodded.
Aye, if and they'd be ready to do so.
Karen spoke quickly.
More than ready.
Her eyes gleamed with eager happiness,
as she looked from Stacia to Albrecht. Fluff seemed to freeze under the gaze of everyone looking at her. Albrecht sensed her yearning, her desire for what was being offered, but also her momentary trepidation. Fluff, it is your choice. All of us here want you with us. We would be the happiest people in the world if you would say yes. He looked into her eyes so she could see his honesty. Will you join us?
Yes.
The word was a whisper, as she could see the love they felt for her in their faces. Her head nodded jerkily as she agreed, before throwing her arms around Albrecht, holding him tightly.
Yes.
Stacia and Karen joined the hug a moment later, while the others looked on with smiles.
As a family should be.
Lilith sighed with happiness, as she could feel the honest love from them all.
It is a blessed thing to love and be loved by others with such purity.
Marion, go tell Basoba that she be in charge of the inn for a bit. Let Emily know to come along quickly. We have family to welcome at the temple.
Alistairn told his daughter, who quickly scurried off. Stuart's face was a mixture of happiness and sadness as he watched the quartet. His thoughts went to the woman he had loved so many years before. He wondered briefly if he would have been able to find such love if she had survived. Shaking his head to clear the thoughts, he saw Emily and Marion coming towards them. Coughing to clear his throat, he spoke up.
Well, it seems we are all here. Shall we go?
In short order, they started for the Dark Lord's temple. As they went, Stuart sent a couple of brief messages. When the group reached the temple, they found Almira and Grimgar both there, smiling happily. Albrecht was a little surprised to see them, but returned their happy smiles with one of his own. As the groups greeted each other outside the temple, a voice called out to them.
Wait for us!
Deirdre yelled, as she and Chris Eveningstar came rushing towards them. Panting, Deirdre smiled.
I'd be glad Uncle Stu told me of this, or we would have missed it.
We didn't want to impose on your plans for the day, Albrecht said.
Bah! Miss Sister be expanding her family with people that I be calling friends. It'd be a joyous day. I would ne be missing it.
Deirdre shot back.
That be me loving sis,
Stacia grinned.
If and me loved ones be ready?
She looked at Karen, Luff, and Albrecht. They entered the temple to find the high priest and another priest next to the altar, waiting with a book in his hands.
Welcome to the Dark Lord's temple. If you are seeking to add to your happiness and expand your family, please come forward.
Stuart whispered loud enough to be heard by everyone.
I warned him that we were coming.
Albrecht gave Stuart a silent thank you nod, taking Fluff's arm on his left and Karen's arm on his right. Stacia took the far side of Fluff. The quartet approached the altar, with love in their hearts, if a bit of worry in their minds.
Sir, we four are seeking the Dark Lord's blessing to become one family.
If you each wish to pledge to the other three, then please step forward and place your right hand upon the altar,
the priest told them.
Stacia stepped forward first, placing her hand flat on the stone. Albrecht stepped forward a second later, placing his hand on the altar as he looked at the other two. Karen licked her lips briefly, then placed her hand on the altar. Fluff looked at the three of them, her anxiety and fear of not being worthy spiking. She hesitated, until the others held out their other hands to her in near unison.
Fluff, we love you,
Stacia said simply.
Please, Fluff, I wish to be with you and them,
Karen added.
I would be honored and blessed to have you join the rest of us as a family, Fluff,
Albrecht told her. Their words washed away her anxiety. She took the step forward to place her hand next to theirs on the stone.
I love each of you.
As she uttered those words, a sense of comfort, love, Acceptance and joy washed through each of them. A low gong sounded, seemingly from the stone altar itself, as a dark light snaked out to connect their hands to one another. A voice echoed through the room.
"It is always wonderful to see such love. I bless your union. May you always know love and happiness."
Lilith's eyes were wide, as were the High Priest's, both of them instantly recognizing the voice of the Dark Lord.
"Truly you are blessed," the High Priest whispered as the light faded back into the altar. "The Dark Lord himself has witnessed and blessed your union."
Stacia turned to Fluff and kissed her. It was gentle, not demanding, an expression of Stacia's love. Alberic did the same with Karen, as he felt it was the right thing to do. Their kiss, though, was a bit more passionate. The four of them traded off, exchanging kisses until they had all traded kisses with the others. When they were done, a small burst of applause came from those who had witnessed the moment.
"Me little girl be all growed up now,"
Alistair sniffled back his tears as he looked at the newly minted family.
"It always be wonderful to see people find love,"
Grimgar added as he looked to Almira, who gazed back at him with a warm smile. The two groups came together as the quartet came away from the altar. Fluff, Karen, and Alberic were still a little surprised at how accepting and happy the others were for their relationship. After a few minutes of congratulating the happy family, Grimgar let out a deep sigh.
"I need to be getting back to me shop. Elfa Company has been stopping by Ormernin to buy new weapons."
"Same with my leathers,"
Almira grinned.
"We need to talk later, Alberic, when you find some time."
"You are both invited to the guild banquet tomorrow," Alberic told her. "I'll be inviting the other shopkeepers who have agreements with Alpha Company as well. We can talk then if you'd like."
"That will work out fine,"
Almira told him.
"Aye, that will be fine, as I'm wanted to talk with ye as well,"
Grimgar added.
"We need to get armor and weapons, so we'll walk to your shops with you,"
Karen suggested.
"We can talk on the way if you want." "We'll talk details later,"
Almira told her.
"But please, do come to the shop. Let's see what we can do for you."
"I be needin' to get back to the inn," Alistair grumped. "I be seeing y'all tomorrow night."
"Aye,"
Stacia said, kissing her father's cheek.
"I be sure that Deirdre will have some news for you."
Deirdre glared at her for a moment, then sighed.
"Aye, mayhap we can talk over dinner tonight, as we also be needin' to get armor and weapons."
Lilith's eyes darted from Chris to Deirdre, her lips twitching up.
"Yes, that would be fine."
She took Alistair's arm.
"Come along, dear. We have work to do."
Brow furrowing, Alistair nodded.
"Aye."
As Alistair, Lilith, and Stuart went back towards the inn, the others all turned towards where Almira and Grimgar's shops were, chatting amiably as they walked. As they got closer, Alberic blinked as he realized that a dozen-plus guild members were sitting outside the closed shops.
"Wow, guess you guys weren't kidding." "Aye, been like this all day."
Grimgar grinned as he left them at Almira's.
"I be seeing you lot soon,"
he added as he walked towards the people waiting for him at his door.
"Sorry to keep you all waiting,"
he was saying as he approached the doors of his shop.
"Sorry for the delay,"
Almira told Greenbeard's group that had been waiting for her.
"Well, it seems the guild leader was keeping you. Not much to complain about there,"
Ironhand chuckled. Almira opened the door and strode in. Ironhand motioned towards the door.
"Ladies first."
Legolas smiled at him as she followed Almira in. The other women all followed her in, leaving the men outside briefly. As they went to enter, Greenbeard shook his head.
"Almira too, Alberic?"
Alberic laughed.
"Oh no, I think she and Grimgar are a couple. She's just good friends with Stacia's family. They heard we'd come back and wanted to find out how things went. We brought them back as soon as we could."
Damn it, Greenbeard grimaced. I was kinda hoping she was single. No way I'm asking her if she's hooked up with Grimgar.
Ironhand snickered. What about that Lunari druid? The one who was eyeing you when you went to train? Greenbeard looked away, a little uncomfortable.
I just don't think of her like that. I mean, she has cat ears.
Albert looked from Greenbeard to Fluff and back.
So?
Greenbeard sighed.
It just doesn't seem right to me. I'm not one of those anime freaks who loves cat girls.
Ironhand coughed once, nudging Greenbeard as he pointedly looked over at Fluff by the counter, then back to Albert. Greenbeard blanched slightly.
Not that there's anything wrong.
Albert snorted.
Oh, calm down, it's fine.
Greenbeard let out a breath.
Right. There's no need for you to be nervous either, Albert went on. I'm not some draconian dictator. It's not like you're insulting her or calling her names. I just remember the way you went after Blood Moon for calling them...
Greenbeard trailed off, unwilling to finish the sentence. I went after her for failure to follow guild rules, Albert reminded him. Her insults came after I called her out for it.
Right, right, Ironhand added quickly. Let's look at some armor, shall we?
He quickly pulled Greenbeard off to the side. Albert wondered about the sudden break in the conversation. As he considered it, Stacia came over to him.
A store? Are you going to look at the armor?
Yeah, I should, Albert said, setting aside his thoughts to deal with getting his gear upgraded. As he turned toward the counter, he took stock of his gear. He had 4 pieces of the Demon Lord set, a new belt from the keep, and an old set of pants. His lips quirked up as he realized the only armor he needed was new pants. Karen came out of the back in a new set of dark gray and green leathers that were studded with black metal. Albert whistled appreciatively.
Wow.
Karen grinned at him.
I think I'll take them, Elmira.
Laughing, Elmira took the gold Karen extended to her.
I thought you might once he saw them. What about you, Albert?
Elmira asked him.
Tearing his eyes off of Karen, he coughed as he met Elmira's laughing eyes. I need new pants, he said without thinking.
The shop went dead silent for a second, before everyone who heard him started laughing. Face-palming, Albert sighed as his brain caught up to his mouth. As the laughter went on, Karen bumped his hip with hers.
Nice to know that you think I'm just that good.
You are, but I didn't mean it like that, he told her. I got these pants from the damn Knolls. They're way past due for replacing.
Still chortling, Elmira disappeared into the back for a moment. She came out with a new set of dark red leather pants.
These should suit you for now.
Looking them over, he nodded. They had wisdom and some constitution.
I'll take them, he told Elmira. What's the price?
100 gold, Elmira told him, after the discount.
Lips pursed at the cost. Albert pulled coin from his bag and handed it over, then ducked into the changing room to switch out pants. He left the old ones there as he came out into the main area. He found the trio of women he loved eyeing him critically as he emerged. Well? He asked, giving them a small spin.
They may be the best color to go with the rest of the armor, but they still look good,
Stacia told him.
Yeah, black would be better with the robe thing he's wearing,
Karen agreed.
They go well with the boots and gloves, though, Fluff pointed out. I bet the pants for that set fade to black like the chest piece does.
Guess we'll find out if we find them,
Albert replied as he joined them.
Shall we go see about getting Fluff some chainmail before we see about weapons?
Yes,
Karen quickly replied.
I can't wait to see what we can get her into.
Fluff looked away, her lips pulled up in a happy smile.
She took Karen's offered arm. You'll help me pick out something nice?
Of course, Karen grinned. Taking Stacia's arm, Albert waved goodbye to Elmira as they left the shop. Chapter 4
When they entered Linked Chains, they were greeted by the owner, Cragen Smelter. The older human smiled, the scars on his face turning what should have been a welcoming smile into a horrible rictus.
Elbereth, your people have been coming in to gear up quite a bit today.
Cragen, glad to hear that our agreement is starting to pay you dividends. We need to get Fluffball here outfitted with the best she can wear at our level, Albert informed the armor crafter. Cragen turned his attention to Fluff, his eyes measuring her for a moment.
Chain is always useful. With your level, though, depending on your strength, you might be able to wear some scale instead.
If I recall, you're a berserker, is that correct, Fluffball?
Yes, my strength is about 300, Fluff informed him. It should be enough for scale. I already have a belt.
He pursed his lips for a second, which contorted his scars into a new horrific pattern.
So you do. We can go with the infernal steel scale. It looks similar to the one piece you have there.
Fluffball looked at the reward for beating Gwaine that Cragen pointed at.
That would work.
Be right back.
Cragen went into the back, returning a few minutes later with the armor for her.
Helm, pants, and so on. 900 gold for the whole thing.
Karen frowned.
That's almost double what my leather cost.
Yeah.
Cragen seemed confused for a second.
Mail costs more than leather, but not as much as plate.
Fluff touched Karen's arm.
He's right. Without the discount, it would cost 1,000 or more. Can I use your fitting room?
Grinning, another horrific sight to see as his scars pulled at his cheeks, Cragen motioned her towards the dressing room that was set aside.
Be my guest.
Fluff came out of the dressing room a minute later. The black scales glistened as she stepped into the shop. The helm she had been given was formed for a Lunari, molded to protect her ears. As she gave them a turn, her tail was uncovered, coming through a slot designed for it. Fluff was smiling as she turned back around to face them.
What do you think?
Stacia was the first to speak.
That looks good.
It isn't as form-fitted as my leathers, but it still looks good.
Karen smiled as she eyed the armor.
It looks good, Fluff. Do you like it?
Albert asked, agreeing with Karen. The scale armor only vaguely hinted that the wearer was female.
I like the fact that it doesn't make me self-conscious. It's also really comfortable.
That would be the panther hide lining, Cragen informed her. It's 900 for the armor. Do we have a deal?
Fluff handed over the coin.
Thank you very much, Cragen.
My pleasure. I do love making coin, Cragen chuckled.
There's a banquet tomorrow for the guild to celebrate conquering Gwaine's keep. We're inviting the merchants we have agreements with as well. The gear we purchased from you all did help us.
Cragen eyed Albert for a moment before he chuckled.
I won't turn down free food. Where's this banquet going to be?
My receptionist will inform you. We still have shops we need to get to, Albert told him.
I'll be seeing you tomorrow, then,
Cragen said in farewell as the group left the shop. As they stepped out into the sunlight, the infernal steel scale armor seemed to absorb the light.
Oh, that's kind of neat, Albert commented. I can see flecks of red in the daylight.
Aye, it be infernal steel, the metal of the Dark Lord's realm,
Stacia told him.
It looks like she's been sprayed with her enemy's blood,
Karen murmured. Her eyes twinkled as she met Fluff's gaze.
Fierce little berserker.
Fluff's lips twitched up.
So you like it then?
Not as much as I like the one wearing it,
Karen replied, as she gently pulled Fluff closer to her, kissing her cheek.
Off to see about weapons next, right?
That was the plan, since none of us need plate armor. I'll send Gerald a message asking him to invite Roderick. After we get Fluff a weapon, we need to see about replenishing our potions, Albert said. Once that's done, maybe we should go get a hot meal, then head home for a real bath.
Stacia's eyes flared briefly.
A bath, you say? Mayhap like the one we had before. This time with Fluff as well.
Alberic felt his cheek twitch as the image she conjured filled his mind. That will be up to her and Karen. But I will not object.
We're in,
Karen quickly interjected.
All of us together?
Fluff asked, getting nods from Stacia and Karen.
If Al is okay with it, I would like it.
Her eyes darted to Alberic, gauging his reaction. Switching sides with Stacia so he was next to Fluff, he leaned over to kiss her ear as she was a head shorter than him. I will not turn away any of our family. If you are willing, then I will try not to stare at your beautiful body. Too much. His last few words were tinged with humor as he met her eyes.
Okay,
Fluff said simply, as she linked her arm into his.
It feels freeing to know that I'm loved by all of you.
The others all smiled at her words, Stacia and Albert more so, as they could feel her emotions. They walked in happy silence, four abreast, arm in arm toward Grimgar's. They exchanged pleasantries with Jaxton's group just outside Grimgar's weaponry, as the other group was on their way out. Inside, they found Violet's group completing their own transactions. As Fluff, Albert, and Karen went off to look at some of the weapons on display, Stacia snagged Violet.
Violet, if you have a moment,
Stacia said as she motioned the summoner off to the side.
What can I do for you, Stacia?
Violet asked.
I wanted to let you know that me sister has been asking about you. You may hap want to take a moment to swing by the inn and say hello.
Lips quirking up, Violet let out a throaty laugh.
I'm sure she'll be happy to see me. I was planning on going by after we finished outfitting ourselves. She'd asked me to take her hunting when we got back. I might do that before the banquet tomorrow.
Stacia's lips pursed slightly in consideration, before she suggested an alternative idea.
I mayhap suggest you do it the day after the banquet. Me family likes to celebrate with a family dinner, the night one of us first goes out with another to hunt.
I guess that will work. I'll see what Marion wants to do. I'm looking forward to having her rub me down after we finish gearing up. If there's nothing else, my group is ready to go.
Nay, that be all. You'll be having a good day,
Stacia said, as she watched Violet join her group and leave the shop. What was that about? Albert asked. Fluff and Karen were talking to Grimgar about Fluff's choice for weapons.
Reminding Violet that me sister be waiting for her.
Stacia replied as she kissed his cheek.
Just meddling with my sister's life.
Snorting, Albert shook his head. Glad I was an only child. Stacia's eyes twinkled.
Aye, I would nae want any of your specialness to be spread around.
Rolling his eyes, he took her by the waist and guided her over to the others. So, Fluff, what did you pick out? Fluff smiled as a sword and hammer vanished from her hands. A moment later, her claws emerged from her fingertips. In place of her normal muted claws were wickedly sharp points that seemed to absorb the light, flecks of red seeming to float in the darkness.
Infernal steel again, Fluff told him. Karen thought it would really help finish out the look, and the stats were nice.
What about ye, Alberic?
Grimgar asked.
I'm good.
He brought out his maul to show Grimgar.
Got it out in the Deadlands, so it should be good for a bit. I'm sure Mary Sue and Gerald will be in for weapons shortly, though.
Grimgar looked over the weapons and nodded.
Fair enough. I see you already got your armor to boot.
Yep.
Going to go hit up the alchemist and stop by Pablo's provisions, then it's off for lunch.
You'll be taking a day or two off? Grimgar asked.
That be the plan, aye,
Stacia replied.
We've been out for 2 weeks. A few days to recharge be a good idea.
Oh, aye,
Grimgar agreed.
We used to do much the same back in the day. I be seeing you tomorrow. Do nae forget I wish to talk with ye.
I won't,
Albert replied, as he motioned the women towards the door. Enjoy the boom in business today.
That I plan to, lad,
Grimgar chuckled. As they made their way to Herbal Remedies, they caught sight of Gerald and Mary Sue briefly as the duo ducked into plated goods. I bet Gerald gets shining armor, high steel or something white-tinged.